This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine lovers have always agreed that wine is great when paired with a social occasion or celebration. But one winery is taking the compatibility of wine for social interactions in a completely new direction. More after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Gergich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. How does wine compete in an online marketplace dominated by cute kitties, precious puppies, and the latest political parody? Twitter has its Wine Wednesday hashtag, Facebook users will like anything, and the app Vine has nothing to do with wine at all. What can a vintner do to connect with customers? Well, Jackson Family Wine's La Crema brand may have recently solved a piece of this puzzle. La Crema takes customers through the process of making virtual vino by soliciting their input on important decisions while at the same time providing world-class entertainment and education on the nuances of winemaking. The virtual vendor program creates a personal experience by letting its participants select grapes, choose wild yeast for fermentation, suggest names for the wine, and vote on the label design. The La Crema brand has seen a huge jump in customer engagement on their website, having already created a ready-made market for the 500 cases of wine that will be produced as a result of the program. Who says wine can't be paired with social media? This is David Wilson, Uncorked.